Change of zone, number 1941, Charletta Speaks Floyd.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B2 business community district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 0.95 acres more or less. The property is lying on the southeast side of John J. Williams Highway, which is Route 24, approximately 0.15 miles southwest of Hollyville Road, which is Sussex County Route 305. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 30. Parcel 60.00, submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation request, a copy of a soil profile report and feasibility study from the applicant, and we have a copy of a letter that we received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We received no comments in support, no comments in opposition, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening.
Hi.
My name is Charletta Speaks Floyd. I live at 27346 William Street Road, Millsboro, Delaware. About maybe 3 miles down the road from my property.
Okay.
So I bought this property as part of my retirement.
Okay.
I own the property next to it, 61.01. I have a hair salon in it and a daycare. Mm-hmm. I wanted to expand my business, but because it's to capacity, I can't. So what I did during COVID with the child care facility, they needed more space. For 25 years, I worked in that building. I started renting in 1996. In 2014, I was able to purchase it. So in 2019, I purchased the lot beside it, which is the one we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. So right now, I want to have this rezoned, the property next to it, so I can rebuild another facility. That's what my dream is. So right now, the property I have now, I moved out. I'm renting another space somewhere else so she could have more space for the child care. She's a good tenant, and this is my retirement. So that's why I
want to
have it rezoned.
What's the zoning of your current property, your other property?
I think it's B1, maybe.
Do we know what the zoning is on the?
I can look it up.
Next door property. Just curious, because this is a change of zone from raising it. I did say change of zone.
It is. Yeah. Correct. Right. So, yeah. Neighborhood business. Yep.
Yes. Okay.
Is it zone B1?
Yeah.
All right. So it's essentially an extension. You're simply asking to have the same zoning extended to your other property, right?
That's what I would like to have.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. And we're going to start with Ms. Wingate right here.
There is a great need for child care, so I applaud you for trying to expand it. I just have one question. The site evaluation that is in the packet has expired, so are you prepared to have a new site evaluation done? Looks like it expired August 21.
Oh, that's when I submitted it. That's why, before then.
Okay.
So, yes, if I need to.
So
yes.
We'll need to have that updated, right?
So if pre-improvements came forward later, or at a later stage, they have to go back through the commission and the site plan process anyway, so we'd work with the applicant at that point to get you fire marshal, DLDOT, and we can
I'm not trying to make a big deal. I just want to make sure we're good. Okay, that was the only question I had. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mears.
Have questions? Got them dry.
Okay. Ms. Davidson.
The only thing I have is that with your site plan that you have here, which I understand we're not looking at necessarily, but we want to have interconnectivity between commercial entities, so especially along 24. So where you have it going, where the parking is,
mm-hmm.
just extend it out so that if somebody else is building another business next door, you can connect your parking lots.
So. Okay.
That way you go from one property to the
other. Well, right now there is, when I purchased it, apparently prior to me purchasing it, I already had a driveway there. So someone has interest already there. It's been there, you know, from the beginning. So I can go from one to the next.
Okay. We just need to see it on your site plan.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That
yeah,
when it comes.
Yeah. You'll learn all about that when you get a to build up.
But thanks for putting all this together, and thanks for sitting here so patiently.
It was interesting, my first one.
Really?
She's going to want to come back every all the time now. She's retiring.
She's got patience for children, she can certainly survive this now that she's...
I'm real proud that you stayed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Okay.
Nobody, thank you.
Counsel?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, then. Take a seat nearby, ma'am, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. It kind of doesn't look like it. Okay, you never can tell. Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1941, Charlotte Speaks Floyd? Is there anyone here that likes to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1941? Operator, is there anybody standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use? I knew I was going to do that. Change of zone, number 1941.
At this time, no one has joined the conference line.
Thank you. Okay, any further questions from the commission?
Nope, thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda. So referring back to our first public hearing that